本期节目关键词每天新鲜英语内容推送，请关注 Open Language 微信公众号，更有新开通的微信支付购买课程，享受特别优惠。See you on WeChat.
Open Language 英语，
潘吉接你告诉你。
Hello everyone, welcome back to the show. My name is Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天呢，我们节目要说说在英语里面比较容易引起误会、引起歧义的一些词。 So be very careful, how you use them and when you use them.
So we want to touch upon some words that you could use, in a wrong way.
对。
Give people the wrong impression.
是的，那今天想做这期节目呢，就前两天在微信上面有人给我们公众号留言，就说，我有一个外国朋友，他有一个 tattoo。有一个刺青，对，然后呢我就跟他说 Oh, your tattoo is very funny、然后他说我感觉我的外国朋友就好像脸有点臭，他说 Really, what's funny about my tattoo? 、然后他就说我这个词用错了吗？
应该用错了吧。
对，所以我们今天就会挑几个很经常会容易引起这个 misunderstanding 的词，然后再跟大家说一下你可以怎么避免这些误会啊。那刚刚其实说到微信呢，就大家关注我们 Open Language 的微信，因为可以看到我们每集节目的关键词，而且呢其实有些问题你也可以在那个微信后台问我们啦，我们会为你解答。诶，那 Spencer, 我们回到刚刚那个例子啊，就是说 your tattoo looks very funny, 这里 funny 的问题出在哪儿？
I mean, it's like saying his tattoo is like 很好笑， it's like
对，很滑稽。
Yeah, 很滑稽，
而且有点就是 stupid, 有点蠢，这个意思。
Yeah, it could come off as stupid, but you know, usually people have tattoos for more serious reasons or something like that, and it's there forever. So if you say it's funny, you know, they might think of it as a work of art, and they don't want it to be funny.
你就说联系到这件事儿，因为刺青是比较永久的嘛，然后你说这个很好笑，很什么，然后他可能就第一这个东西对他可能有很强的意义，第二他就觉得这个对啊，你好像在嘲笑我了，总之
yeah, exactly, it's like you're making fun of something that has meaning to me.
对，那其实 funny 这个词呢，它的意思比如我们看周星驰的电影啊，什么或者 Jim Carrey 这种，就是 funny, 就是 comedy, 就搞笑。
Yeah, someone who makes you laugh.
对，所以其实在生活中，如果我们说一个人，比如 Spencer is very funny, 你觉得这个是一个 compliment, 是夸赞你，还是说 it's mocking you a little bit, 有点嘲笑？
Okay, so I mean, if you say I'm funny, I would take that politely. I would like it if someone says that, because it means I have a sense of humor. 有幽默感，
就是有幽默感。但是呢，这个词它也有另外一个含义，就是说很滑稽。
Yeah, if you say someone
a little bit stupid,
if you say someone looks funny, it's like they look 怪怪的， they look weird.
对对对，所以这个是 that's an important distinction、
yeah.
区别开啊。讲一个人外貌的时候，千万不要用 funny.
So we have a saying is it is a.Are people laughing with you or laughing at you?
对对，就是这个 funny 有的时候可以是嘲笑的意思、
yeah.
对吗？特别是形容一个人的外表的时候、就是说 Oh, he looks funny, 或者 he talks funny、
yeah.
He walks funny、yeah. 这里说的不是好的事情、
no,
比如说一个人 talks、
no,
funny, 人家就是说他可能有口吃或者什么，讲话讲不清
yeah, yeah.
对吧？然后 looks funny, 可能他穿的就是奇形怪状，打扮的就是很
Just looks,
很怪，又
yeah, just looks weird.
反正不好
yeah,
啊，所以在形容外貌啊，还有一些体态特征的时候，不要用 something looks funny. 那可以用什么呢？
Well, if you think something is like, you know, 真有意思, I mean, you could just say it looks interesting. You know, I mean, like maybe, you know, he looked at the tattoo and he thought, wow, you know, 真好看, it looks great.I don't know why he said funny, but you know, you might want to say, oh, that looks interesting, or that looks good, it looks beautiful, something like that.
其实像这种 good, beautiful,
or even looks awesome.
对 awesome, great, 这些都是比较安全的一些词。
Yeah.
当然也是要看 the way you say it, your tone of voice, 你的语气。
Yeah. You say, oh, it looks awesome, don't say, oh, that looks awesome.
对。大家从 Spencer 的语气里面就可以听出来，同样一个词它可能给人家的 impression 印象是完全不一样的啊。好，你刚刚既然说到 interesting 这个词，这个我觉得也是会有点造成 misunderstanding 误会的。
Oh, that's interesting.
你刚刚那个语气一听可能就是有一种很嘲讽的意味嘛因为我也是记得有一次我们几个朋友一起吃饭那其中有一个朋友是 Chinese American、嗯、美籍华裔然后我有一个朋友就问他说哦那你是比如说你家哪一代到美国的然后这个美籍华人就说My dad was born in Ningbo and then he went to the States when he was young、嗯、然后我这个中国朋友就说哦That's interesting、然后就是他这个语气后来那个美籍华裔的就说Oh really what's interesting about
What's so interesting about that huh
对就他可能那个心里的感觉就是 你是觉得我爸在宁波出生到美国这件事有什么不对吗、
yeah.
这有什么很 interesting 的呢
yeah. You know the girl should have said You know Oh that's interesting Instead of saying Oh that's interesting
对就是其实语气真的要、mm, yeah. 要重很重要对吧
yeah, yeah.
或者你就直接说Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
就好了，一般 great 啊 wonderful 就比较安全一点了。
It's kind of like if you say great or interesting or these sorts of words, like you might want to have a little more 积极性 You want to have a little more enthusiasm.、
这倒是，就是说的时候、yeah. 最好是面带微笑，就是很开心的。
It's like, oh, that's great. That's awesome. You know, say, oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's great.
因为美国人喜欢很夸张的表达，他很 happy 的。好，那接下来我们要说的这个是 Spencer， 他说。到中国以后他有点不习惯的
Oh yeah The first time I came here years ago I didn't know any Chinese then And I remember a gentleman came to me and said Hey handsome I thought get away from me、
oh,
it's like you know
他叫你 handsome 帅所以他说帅哥
yeah, yeah.
因为我们很多时候互相打招呼就是帅哥美女、
yeah.
甚至你到一个饭店对吧、
yeah.
服务员我们都可以叫那服务员美女然后服务员也可能叫你美女帅哥
exactly yeah and you know and you know here in China you know a guy might say to a friend hey 帅哥 you know something like that but in America maybe we'reless comfortable with we just don't say that to another man you wouldn't say hey handsome it means that you're interested in him
啊、所以在美国就是这个称呼一个人美女帅哥也是要很当心的因为他们可能就觉得这个是有一点 sexual connotation
yeah, exactly,
对吧
yeah,
就你对他有意思 you're hitting on them
yeah, exactly.
有点像在调戏他们
调戏他们
是吧所以也要 be careful 那美国人之间怎么称呼呢
I mean if you're seeing like you know if it's like you're a guy and it's a guy friend you know you just it's kind of more like hey 兄弟 you might say hey bro you know
bro,
you know something like that
对 bro 这个蛮好用的
yeah、嗯、hey how you doing brother something like that
然后有些女孩子之间也互相会叫 hey girl
yeah girls would do that yeah
然后还有的时候哎，在美国我也发现，有的时候你到一个小饭店啊，或者一个小杂货铺、
嗯，
然后有可能他们会叫你sweetie, sweetheart,
oh, 对吧 ？Like that's very common in the South usually.
哦，南方
like,
一些民风淳朴的地方。
Yeah.
特别对女孩子， yeah. 就他们在服务行业，
Hey, how you doing, darling? How you doing?
对对对，
sweetheart?
亲爱的 sweetheart、嗯。但那个一般是称呼女的才会这样，还是称呼男的？你去
？Well, a woman might say it to a man.
哦、也
like if I go into like a small store and there's like an old woman working at the counter, she might say, "Oh, not thanks, darling," or "Here you go, sweetheart."
对、嗯，这个也是会用的啊、
嗯
哦
嗯。
但这我觉得也是要 be careful 用起来。
Yeah, I wouldn't really unless you're like a really confident guy and you're trying to hit on the girl. I wouldn't go and say, "Hey, sweetheart, how are you?"
但是称呼小孩可以的，就是你比如朋友的小孩、
yeah.
同事的小孩，应该 "Hey, sweetie," "Hey,、
yeah.
sweetheart," 对吧、
嗯？
就是直接那样的。
嗯、
称呼他那我们今天最后要看的一个、easily misunderstood word 是讲一个人很聪明
Oh, okay, clever
这个、其实有一集 Open Language 的视频节目我和 Jason 讲过好像对美国人这个 clever 就是比较说一个人有点狡猾
Yeah, I mean it meansWell, clever does mean smart, but you can use it negatively, meaning you're trying to get over on people, use people, or it's like, you know, oh, aren't you clever, you know?
对，就是让人有点那种，就是有聪明过头，而且他老是想去占别人便宜啊，
yeah.
什么 take advantage of people 的感觉。
Exactly. Yeah.
但在英式英语里面，因为我也问过我英国的，我们英国的同事，然后他说没有啊，我们很常用 clever， 所以可能就是。
Yeah.
还真是 American English 和 British English 的一个差别
you really once again you see the you need to be mindful of how you use it you can say oh he's so clever you know, or、mm. you could say, oh, he's clever.
就是语气 tone of voice.
Yeah, exactly.
那讲一个人聪明呢，其实美国人你们一般说 oh, he's very smart. He's、mm. really smart.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you want to call someone, you know,、really smart and you want to use a different word for it, I think probably the most proper or the best way would be like, oh, you know, he's really intelligent.
很有智慧，很聪明的
yeah, exactly.
intelligent.、Mm-hmm. 好，那我们今天分享了一个很实用的日常口语应用的话题，希望你喜欢。也别忘了下载 Open Language 的 app, 因为我们有很多更加完整的课程，然后所有的课你都可以去试听，然后我们还有一个完整的免费试用课程包。那用了以后如果你喜欢呢，可以到 openlanguage.com 购买我们、完整的课程权限，有更多的学习功能啊，除了有我们很好的内容之外，在官网呢你还可以得到一个90%优惠，只要输入优惠码告诉你的拼音 GAOSUNI。 那同样的，这集节目的关键字关注 Open Language 微信公众号。 We'll see you next time. 再见，
拜拜。